Addressing the opening of the annual gathering of the National People's Congress, Premier Li Keqiang has set China's GDP growth target for this year at between 6.5 to 7%. He has also unveiled the draft of the much-anticipated 13th Five-Year Plan that outlines China's economic and social development over the coming 5 years. While there is still concern around the world about a possible hard landing of the Chinese economy, Park Sung-jun with Incheon National University in South Korea says the target growth rate looks sound.
China has projected this year's growth at between 6.5% and 7%. It will be, and it is, a real growth rate worldwide nowadays. If China aspires to build into a moderately prosperous state, it needs at least a 6% growth, so the projection is reasonably achievable.
The draft five-year plan also anticipates average annual growth of above 6.5% from 2016 to 2020. This would be the worst in over 3 decades. However, Kerry Brown, professor of Chinese studies with King's College in the UK, says there is little need to be concerned, provided the changes to the economic growth patterns are managed properly.
China's development has two quite special situations. One is the speed. The speed is much higher than other countries. The other is scale. It is on a larger scale. Anything else is the same as other countries. But speed and scale are the most important factors. The quicker the speed, the opportunity and ability to control development will become weaker. So this is a problem, how to control the change. However, at the same time, it needs to change faster.
The new five-year plan also puts special emphasis on innovation. Stephen Perry, chair of a UK business organization 48 Group Club, said the concept of innovation fits with the current economic growth strategy.
I think innovation suggests transformation and change, and always moving forward. And if leaders can accept that things will always be changing, that there will be no plateaus, no stabilities, things will always be moving into more and more stages of development.
Stephen Roach with Yale University's Jackson Institute for Global Affairs says the global economy will stand to benefit from the changes in the Chinese growth model.
If China is successful in creating a new middle class, a new consumer-led growth dynamic, that's an enormous new source of global aggregate demand for the world and Asia to benefit from.
The 13th five-year plan is being reviewed by lawmakers and is to be adopted before the annual MPC session wraps up. For CRI, this is Li Jianhua.